Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from this series entitled Multi-Hull Conversations with Jim Brown. In this segment, Jim speaks to Sea Runner catamaran sailor and charter operator Doug Jane of janesmarine.com. This short MP3 features a portion of the entire interview where Doug shares some great stories, including his conversion to multi-hulls from monohulls. You can find out more about this historic audio series at www.outrigmedia.com.
Hey, okay. I want to introduce my old friend Doug Jane, J-A-Y-N-E. And Doug and I have known each other for a long time, but Doug has known my sons, and my sons have known Doug's sons for longer than that.
Yeah, it's been forever, I think.
Gosh, yeah. How far does that go back, Doug?
The first Brown that I met was Russell, and that was in St. Croix when he sailed into the harbor on a proa called Jazero, and I called it Jazziero. And I rode over to check him out, and my Dyer's dinghy had more freeboard than this boat he was sailing around the
that he had brought down from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we hit it off and had a lot of fun together for quite a while there in St. Croix and in Dominica and through the Caribbean.
Well, I think we should mention for our listeners that you were raised in the West Indies, primarily St. Croix, eh?
That's correct, yep. St. Croix was my hometown. That's where Russ sailed into. That's how I met him.
And that must have been about, 77 or 78, maybe 79, in there someplace, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's correct, somewhere in there. 76, somewhere in there.
Well, because you and I have had a chance to chew the fat a lot over the years, I would like to have you mention something of your early monohull experience. Tell us about Isabella and Ocean Island.
Yeah, that was the early on sailing, you know, in St. Croix. Growing up there, you got the hankering to go visit other islands, and in those days, it was pretty impractical to fly. It was expensive. It was hard to do, so we got into harnessing the wind. And the tradition in St. Croix was always to sail without a motor, and so I had that background with all of the local sailors would, you know, sail out to Buck Island and take tourists out. They didn't have to have a captain's license, no motors. And it was all about driving the boat with wind and going from island to island. And my first boat was a little double-ender, 23-foot. And then I had a boat called Isabella that was an Eldridge McGinnis, so it was a lot more buxom. Did a lot of sailing on that boat, got a motor in it eventually, and had my first boat with a motor. And Roger Hatfield and Russ Brown delivered that boat from the Bahamas back for me one time, and they changed the name from Isabella to Isabucket, and I never forgave them, you know.
Yeah,
I called her Isaswella, you know, and not Isabucket. Now, of course, I can relate, but... you know, I thought 4 knots to windward was really good.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not bad. As a matter of fact, you go faster than that, you're going to get your head beat in.
Yeah.
Well, in the Caribbean trades, man, 4 knots to windward is not bad.
And then Ocean Island was a 50-foot catch, Dutch-built, teak plank, copper rivets, nice wooden boat. I love that boat, 50-foot on deck. And, you know, I raised a family on it and did a lot of cruising and sailing. And that boat, to me, I thought was, you know, the best of the best. I didn't think you could do any better. And so that was my monohull days, and they went on for quite a while. And I guess you could say died in the wool was my experience with that. And early on, when I sold Isabella and I was friends with Russell, he convinced me or tried to convince me to build a boat instead of buying, and I ended up buying Ocean Island, but he tried to convince me to build a catamaran that his father had designed, a constant camber, and this was a long time ago, and nobody had built them, and nobody knew anything about them, and I kept looking at it, and I kept saying, geez, you know, I'm not like you. I don't want to cut my toothbrush in half to go sailing. You know, I carry generators and grinders and 50 pounds of potatoes. And, you know, I want a boat that can do that. And I have to say that in hindsight, if I had built one of those catamarans at that time, instead of buying Ocean Island, the 50-foot catch, I would probably still be out there cruising.
Yeah.
It's that much of a difference. It's that much easier to move the boat. It's that much of a difference.
Wow. Wow, Doug, that's a statement. You know, I've heard that before, guys that have done racing in multi-hulls and then gone to racing in monohulls in order to enter races where only monohulls are permitted to enter, and they say you know that it's just like four times the physical effort in order to drive a big monohull through the ocean than a big multi-hull.
It truly is. I can't even tell you how much that difference is. I wish I could just hand that experience to everybody, because it is absolutely the truth. And we've got a convert at our boatyard. We do only multi-hulls, basically. And these couple do a lot of sailing, and they're my heroes because they really do a lot of sailing. And they had a big 54-foot monohull, and they really traveled around on the boat. They went back and forth and here and there and over there and back. And they all of a sudden one day call me up and say, we got a catamaran. We want you to paint it for us. And, you know, we did, and we worked on it. And after a while of dealing with them, I finally said to him, I said, what do you think about this big catamaran versus your? He goes, you know, we leave from here, we go down to the Caribbean, we leave from the Chesapeake Bay, we go to the Caribbean, and we get there, and we're rested. We're not beat up, and, you know, the boat just moves so easy. Our watches are easier. Everything is easy. Our life is better with this big catamaran. And it's true. For a cruising person, you know, a cruising couple, their boats are more expensive now, but they're a way nicer way to go.
Thanks for listening. You can obtain this entire interview at www.outrigmedia.com.